All right, welcome back, Heiligen in the Freilich in Chanukah, to the Olam Amidos, in the Olam Akavod. We're now on Daf Nunhei, the great reminder not to chase honor because it's a disaster waiting to happen. We do things because Hashem wants us to do it, not for glory or pride or any other reason. Do it because that's what Hashem wants, and that's our vote in this world. But there is a caveat, like everything else. There is an exception. So let's see. Shelo livroch min hakovod b'makom mitzvah. But we shouldn't run away from honor when it involves a mitzvah. How so? Amnan. Al yiteh ha'adam livroch min hakovod. A person shouldn't make the mistake to run away from honor af b'makom mitzvah, even in the place of a mitzvah. Kemo lidrosh l'rabim, like teaching the rabim Torah. Like Elisha, you can't say, no, I'm not going to give the shir to the chevra. We can't say, oh, I can't do it. It's honors involved. Oh, l'sameach chosan v'kalo, to make a bride and groom happy. You know, I can't go in the middle of the circle because, you know, people might look at me and be like, oh, look at those dance moves. No, it's the mitzvah to be l'sameach chosan v'kalo. In a place of a mitzvah, we always do the mitzvah. She'ein limnoa mi'chesed chavero, Bishvil tiko midosav. We shouldn't be prevent ourselves from chesed to a friend because of tikon amidos, fixing our midos. V'chein, roi la'odom la'sosi yumim ha'masechtos. A person should make a siyum on a masechet. Av sheish ben pirsum, even though people are going to know that you learned the masechet. So you got to do it. You got to do it. So Sherman, you got to make that siyum. Sherman's finishing masechet after masechet, and he said, I don't want to make the siyum. No, you got to make the siyum. Because Sherman, this is going to inspire people, motivate people to learn more. When they see you making the siyum, they're going to want to make the siyum. And all similar accounts. So when it comes to a mitzvah, when it comes to be mechazik the rabbim, we do it. And we can't all of a sudden, oh, I'll kavod. No, of course, that's when we have to do it. And it says of Kesma, v'yira adam, it's very funny. If we're honest with ourselves, we'll realize, specifically when it comes to a mitzvah, that's when the Yetzahara comes on us strong and says, oh, we got to be work on our midos. When it has to do for a mitzvah, all of a sudden we start saying, oh, you know, I don't want the spotlight, I don't want the honor. When it comes to a mitzvah, that's when the Yetzahara comes out strong. So we don't make the siyum. So we don't dance for the chasen and kala. So we don't give the shir or the chabura to the friends. Say, I don't need the kavod. That's the Yitzhahara speaking. Halavai shenivrach mikol kavod harashus. Halavai, we should always be running away from all kavod of a rashus, meaning not in the realm of a mitzvah. Ve'im nivrach mikavod da'ama. And if we accustom ourselves to running away from honor, hakavod shenikabel b'siyas a mitzvah, then the honor that we might receive for doing a mitzvah, lo sheikh is kalal redifas hakavod. It's not shayich then to the category of chasing honor. If we're always accustoming ourselves to run away from honor, then the honor we do receive for a mitzvah, that's not redifas hakavod. Sherei luloshu mitzvah, because had it not been for a mitzvah, lo hayudu mekaplim kavod zeh, we wouldn't receive the honor. Meaning, it's not about the honor, it's about the mitzvah. If we're always pushing away honor, 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 and then let's say we do mitzvah, we get honor, it's not about the honor anymore. Then it's just about the mitzvah. V'hagam sherotzim hakavod. And even if, let's say, somebody does want the honor when they do the mitzvah, mikom akom kevin she'ein ze'ikr kavanotenu, since it's not our main intent, ein kan shum chashash. We don't have to be overly concerned. We don't have to be overly concerned. Let's say we want to do the mitzvah, but, you know, feels a little bit nice to get a little love, a little respect. Okay, our main thing's for the mitzvah. We don't have to be too concerned. The ath imosim mishum hakavod. And even if we do a mitzvah for the honor, harei amru Chazal tell us, mitoch shelo lishma ba'al lishma. If you do something lo lishma, will come to lishma. So let's say you're doing the mitzvah at the first because the honor feels good, you get some recognition. But keep doing it, eventually you're going to come to do it for L'Shem Shemayim. You're going to do it for Hashem, for the right reasons. To be Marva Kavod Shemayim, to have a connection to the Eibishter, to make the best version of yourself. So we shouldn't be too harsh on ourselves. We should do the mitzvahs. Oh, okay, there's a little bit of honor involved. Don't worry about it, Ross. Don't worry. It's okay, you'll get there. You'll get there. Because eventually you'll be completely l'shem shemayim. Mikol makom. Afilu, but he has one last caveat. Afilu dvar mitzvah, miyesh acher sheyacholim lot minkomo. But even when it comes to mitzvah, if there's somebody else that could do it, ve'ein shum harvacha alidei shehu atzmo yidrosh, and there's no added benefit if he himself does it, let's say he gives the shir, v'kol chad sarich livchom ba'atzmo, everybody has to be honest with themselves, v'adei roi limno mimeno, then he should hold himself back. So let's say there's two people involved, and you're both asked to give the shir, or the Dvar Torah, and you're both equal. Give it to your friend. You don't have to be the one to get that spotlight. You don't have to be the one. You can accustom yourself to say, let my friend do it. The Chosem of Vorba Gemara, it says the Gemara in Brachos, Ba'atr Zalait, Gavra, Taman Havei Gavar, in a place when there's no man to teach Torah, be the man. Step up and teach Torah. Amar Abayi, Shema Mina, Ba'atr De'it Gavar, Taman Lo Tevei Gavar. Abayi says, we can learn from this, in a place where there is a person to teach, then don't be the person. Gemara says, Pshita, okay, isn't that obvious? No, lo nitzucha ela b'shishneim shavim. What was the teaching? What was Abaye adding? Let's say you have a place where the people are equal. You have two scholars of equal status, equal ability. So at that point, you could say to your friend, you got this. You could hold yourself back. That's the caveat. But again, the overall principle that we learned tonight, which is so, so crucial. If you make a scene, you do something great, share it. Inspire people, motivate people. It's not the time to say, oh, no, not for me. No, you want to be mechazik the rabbim. Everybody needs chizik. Everybody needs encouragement. And when they see you giving a siyum or giving a dvar Torah, they're going to want to follow suit. And being mesameth the chasen and kala. You know, do those backflips, Ross. Do those backflips, those cartwheels that you've been working on. The worm, whatever dance moves you got. Do it. Because you could do a great mitzvah being mesameth the chasen and kala. So just again, the beauty of Midos as we go through this Chabura is knowing when and where. Midos means measurements. It's knowing when to do what, when not to do what. And that's the way a Ben Torah thinks and operates. Every place calls for its proper avoda. And every circumstance is different. So the more Torah we learn, the more we learn Musar, the more sensitive we'll be to each individual situation and act the best we could be in each individual situation. All right, Chevra, Freilich and Chanukah.